You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
Introducing Wondersuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the Wondersuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise, and with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
Good apps help users get stuff done. Great apps show them how. We learn the golden rules of customer education and personalized onboarding from fast-growing bookkeeping and payments app Katabook. All this and more in episode number 439. Welcome to Mobile Presence, your destination for everything mobile. I'm your host, as always, Peggy Ann Saltz, mobile analyst, tech consultant, senior Forbes writer, and founder of Mobile Groove. And today, of course, bringing you Reimagine Growth, the special mini-series on retention marketing powered by CleverTap, the leading customer engagement and retention platform. They are managing 10,000 apps and growing from major consumer brands, including Vodafone, Sony, Mercedes-Benz.io, Carousel, and Gojek. So you rely on CleverTap to improve user engagement, grow retention, and rocket long-term revenue and growth. And growth is what we talk about here as well, because how we define it and achieve it is changing. Now, no matter the approach you take, you should start with a great product. And my guest, Katabook, today doesn't just have a great product, as we'll hear. It has a suite of products, great apps and features that is allowing them to grow their audience. Well, we're going to get insights from my guest today, Manzi Shah. She is head of communications at Katabook, where she is responsible for developing and evolving Katabook's brand and reputation through compelling narratives, which we'll hear about, across multi-channel engagements. And under her leadership, Katabook has consistently maintained the highest share of voice in its sector. So we talk about Katabook at the top. I'm very excited because I've written about it in the FinTech Playbook that will be coming out shortly, which I collaborated on with CleverTap. And I'd like you to provide us first a high-level view of what Katabook is.
So Katabook is a digital ledger app. It's essentially a financial and business management tool. And Katabook's journey started with the very purpose of solving for MSMEs in India. Now, MSME segment in India is very fragmented, and more than 50% of MSMEs in a segment in India is in the rural area. So the problem solving of here has to be very empathetic. It can't be done with the mindset of one size fits all. So I think from the very beginning, teams at Katabook understood that we are solving for people who are new to the digital age And the way they interact with technology is very different. So the journey started as a digital ledger app, and now we have added more and more technology solutions to our portfolio to basically digitize every workflow within small businesses.
And you've seen some incredible growth. I would imagine some of it is, of course, because, you know, it is locked down and retail is different. And so people, you know, are very dependent on their local businesses. And that's global. That's not just in India. That's everywhere. What have you seen?
Sure. So yeah, as you mentioned, COVID has definitely caused acceleration in digital adoption, right? So people are feeling a need to go digital because we have to maintain social distancing norms and business has to go as usual. But I would say other than that, where Khata Book as a brand succeeded was creating relevance and value. Right. So the product development from the very beginning was, as I said, meant for semi-urban to rural user base. Hence, the app was available in 11 languages from the very start. And right now it's 14 languages. In fact, we also have a language called Hinglish, which is a combination of Hindi and English, because that's all semi-urban users are comfortable with. So from simple UI to addressing diversity of the user base is what made Khata Book very relevant. And finally, it's all about value you create for your users, right? So the app has huge impact in improving cash flows and overall business efficiency for the users. And it perfectly fits into the user requirement. The app achieved 10 million downloads through word of mouth only within a year of the launch. And today we have 8 million monthly active users on Khata Book app, which is the flagship app. But if you consider all our digital solutions, I think it would be more than 10 million monthly active users. And on daily basis, they engage with us on the app, and the millions of dollars of transactions are recorded on the platform.
What I love is not that you just have a large and growing audience that's very exciting. And full disclosure, one of the reasons I'll be writing about you very shortly over at Forbes, but you also have created different opportunities for your audience. I recall you telling me more about how you're actually enabling your users to interact more with their own sort of loyal users, you know, their loyal shoppers, as it were. Can you unpack that a bit for me and tell me more about that?
Sure. So as I said, our goal at Khata Book is end-to-end digitization and create an MSME tech ecosystem, right? So for that, we have created multiple solutions. So the flagship Khata Book app is a digital ledger finance management kind of a platform. Then we have a Pagar Khata by Khata Book, which is a staff and salary management platform, right? So it helps with the payroll and leaves, attendance, hourly wages kind of management. Then there is My Store by Khata Book. That's what we were talking about, Peggy. So that's where a merchant can create an online catalog and share it with their user base through SMS or WhatsApp and continue doing business without any, you know, physical interactions. And recently we have also acquired Biz Analyst, which is a business management solution on Tally ecosystem, where users can avail on-demand analytics and intelligence real time. So as you can see, we are addressing not only various business pain points for MSME, but we are building a portfolio in a way that it creates a digital value chain. So no matter what's the size of your business, basically you fall into the MSME segment. We have got you covered from technology innovation perspective.
That is so cool. You have a lot of products and they obviously offer value to your audience, but you still have to tell them about the value. You have to inform them not just to take advantage of it and use the app in the ways that it can be used, but you also have to rise above the noise. It can't be advertising, as you said yourself. One size here does not fit all. Tell me a little bit about how you approach that. Are there any channels that work especially well, or any messaging?
Sure. So I think gaming platforms are something we have leveraged extensively to communicate with the users, basically okay. for for this. And I think we have also seen a great user synergy. So as you know, KhataBook is now 8 million monthly active users. But I think CleverTap is, you know, is helping us a lot in this, because we do have in-house analytics team, but CleverTap's integrated platform engagement and the user analytics really helped us engage with the users across different messaging channels. And that has helped in, you know, boosting the retention. Also, you know, if you see the user base of KhataBook, there are multiple categories on the platform across probably almost every single geographic district of India, right? So CleverTap's dynamic segmentation is something we use extensively. So it's effectively improved the onboarding funnel for us. So I would say overall, CleverTap is, you know, what we rely heavily on for personalizing campaigns and meaningful engagements.
I do want to get to the idea of dynamic segmentation, because that's about everything changing so quickly. Is that how you're using this, or can you give me a little bit more detail about that?
So we use AI extensively for the user profiling, right? So that's based on their region, size of business. A business on credit is a very important criteria for segmentation. And how is the credit recovery for business? Right? So those kind of insights are very important. And such understanding help us decide what kind of solution we want to focus on.
So I do want to dive just a little bit deeper into segmentation and into the journeys and to the type of customers that you're engaging with. But right now we do have to go to break, Monty. So don't go away, listeners. We'll be right back.
Mobile Presence, sponsored by CleverTap, a leading engagement and retention platform, will be back after this message. Here's the truth you need to know about podcasting. The biggest problem you face right now as a future podcaster is the myth that it takes an enormous amount of time or effort to produce a high-quality professional podcast. Luckily for you, there's a solution to your problem. If you're an online marketer who really needs to grow an audience of buyers but can't do all the heavy lifting alone, then here's the solution you're looking for. Introducing the DFY Podcasting System. Here's what you get. 30 minutes of one-on-one training. A weekly podcast for you or your company, distribution to almost every podcast portal, an embeddable player for your website, an ebook called How to Podcast, created for WMR.fm show hosts, and much, much more. And best of all, you'll start seeing results with the DFY podcast system within a couple of weeks. You're just one podcast away from growing brand awareness and engagement in your business. Log on to podcast.wmr.fm and sign up for a deeply discounted rate today. That's podcast.wmr.fm. Are you looking for the best in WordPress speed, security, and scalability? WP Engine is a digital experience platform for WordPress, powering digital experiences for large brands around the world. With easy-to-use site management tools and powerful do-it-your-way development features, WP Engine gives you the flexibility to build it your way. Improve your SEO and conversion rates with a faster site on WP Engine. Learn more on WPEngine.com. Welcome back to Mobile Presence on WMR.fm. Here is your host, Peggy Ann Sauls.
And we're back to Mobile Presence, Reimagine Growth. My guest today, Manzi Shaw, she is head of communications at KhataBook. It's really important to grow with your audience, to change with your audience, adapt with your audience. And that's where dynamic segmentation and sophisticated approaches to segmentation come in. Maybe just a few moments, a few words about how you approach segmentation, maybe the number of segments that make sense for marketers to start with, or the number of journeys. What can you share?
Sure. So KhataBook uses this the segmentation to educate users at a different point in the customer lifecycle about features that add value at that specific point. We leverage past behavior segmentation and dynamic segmentation to find a relevant segment for the campaign. CleverTap has a powerful segmentation engine, right, that allows us to group users into cohorts using the combination of events and user properties to define segments.
Mm-hmm. So you're defining the segments. Of course, they change. You have to motivate them. You have to activate them. You have to reactivate them. You know, some are your champions, and some you just say to yourself, they're not doing any of the above. We need to stop trying altogether and let them go, let them leave the funnel. What can you tell me about your your best performing campaigns?
Sure. So I think reactivation campaigns with CleverTap, where we personalize push notification campaigns, where, you know, Khatabook was able to bring back the dormant users, and that represented a consistent lift. So that was one of the very successful campaign. And I think another one I can mention here is the adoption campaign for contactless payment. So due to COVID-19, you know, we had campaigns educating users for the contactless payment options. So that was a couple of very successful campaigns on the platform.
Those are the successes. There's always, however, a few mistakes you make, but then you learn from them. And I love to explore people's personal mistakes, what they learned from them, how they improved because of them. What can you share about Khatabook? Because, you know, it's exciting. It's not a young company, but it acts like sort of a little bit like a scrappy startup at some level, because you experiment, you put out different apps, you are evolving what you offer. Along the way, there are always a few personal mistakes that I like to explore on the show, asking marketers, you know, what did you do wrong, but learn ton from. What's an example you can offer, Manzi?
Sure. So a large part of Khatabook user base can be classified as I said, new to the digital user base, right? Which means there were no previous digital footprints of many of these users. So the behavioral insights on these platforms are helping us understand MSME segment in a way. But I would say, you know, from the early days of Khatabook and when you talk to the products team, that's one common theme is, you know, when you innovate something and introduce new feature, thinking, you know, that this will work spectacularly with the urban technology user base, it will work well with the Khatabook's user base as well. That's been, you know, where teams has a continuous learning going on. Because there are many features which are technologically very advanced, but it takes away from the simple user interface and the engagement goes down. So that's where there's been a continuous learning and, you know, with the kind of user base we are dealing with here.
Mm-hmm. I just switch it up a little bit, just sort of short questions, short answers, just hearing what you say on the spur of the moment when I throw a few things out to you. So what do you think of when you think about AI?
User understanding, that's where we use AI extensively. Basically understanding region, size of business, credit behavior, credit recovery, such understanding help us decide what kind of solution we want to focus on. So for example, if, you know, credit recovery is prolonged for a particular region, then what can we do in app to improve this problem that's, you know, basically solve this problem for the users in that region? So because of the optimum utilization of deep tech, we have a lower customer acquisition cost than most of the other players in the industry.
That is very interesting that it also pushes down, you know, the acquisition cost, the CPI, the costs overall. Sticking with that, literally stickiness, what does that mean for you?
Oh, it's very important for the segment we deal in, right? Because as I said that, you know, word of mouth works in this segment. And I think what we have observed is, you know, if a person stays with the app for more than a month or two, then they are just likely to stay with the app. Right. So I think especially because of the kind of segment we are dealing with, that's the behavior, right? That they don't like to experiment much. They don't like to add many apps to their phones. So stickiness is a very important criteria for us to, you know, measure our success.
Give me an idea of one top tip to keep users coming back.
So I think we use frequent engagement models, in-app engagement with the customers. And of course, there is a very extensive referral going on in the app, right? So that's essentially ensures the stickiness. But I think the biggest reason is, you know, what role the app plays in their life. And once they achieve a certain comfort level with the app, it's highly unlikely that they would try any other app because, you know, comfort level is what this segment is all about.
Another thing is, of course, frequency, empathy, tone. All of this has to work in messaging. What do you consider to be part of your secret ingredient, your secret sauce, how you approach messaging that works best for you.
Sure. So as the app is in multiple languages, all of our digital campaigns are also multilingual, right? And it's usually digital. And so that's why it has been very successful in reaching the audience. So I think language inclusion has, and especially for the kind of diversity we are talking about in India, it has been one of the most successful aspect. And also a lot of hand-holding in terms of how you will use app, always be available for all the queries, a lot of webinars in different language, making user understand step by step, that has helped us a lot.
Mm-hmm. Now you yourself, you're a champion of inclusion. That's why I really like talking to you so much, Manzi. You believe in this, you work for this. What are you most proud of in your career so far, either what you've achieved at Katabook or just overall? So what makes you say, yes, this is really good. This is something I can share. This is something I'm pleased I was involved.
Sure. So the way my career has shaped, and I have worked with all kinds of companies, right? With a multinational tech, a large organization, to now Katabook, which, you know, we are shaping up, we are building a company. But I think the most exciting journey is, you know, basically addressing the MSME segment of India, because this is for the first time I am involved in, you know, marketing and communication targeted at this segment, which, you know, as I said, India's internet base has always been predominantly urban. So it's been a lot of learning for me as well. And I think from an organizational perspective also, we have to think outside the box, right? That if you want to reflect the diversity of the user base that you are addressing, you yourself have to be very inclusive and diverse, right? To understand what you are addressing. So it's been very exciting, and I'm very proud of the work we are doing at Katabook and the user base we are addressing. Yes.
Absolutely. Well, it's great to have you here. I hate to let you go. Manzi, thanks for sharing, and good luck with everything that you're making and enabling at Katabook. Great to have you here. And that, my friends, is a wrap of yet another episode of Mobile Presence Reimagine Growth. As we heard, Manzi has shared her journey and to help marketers and organizations on the path to deeper engagement and higher retention. CleverTap invites you to tune into CleverTap Engage, a candid and biweekly video podcast series that challenges convention and shines a light on how CMOs at major brands, including MasterCard, Clorox, and the Weather Channel, achieve meaningful, memorable, and clever customer engagement. It's all on over at CleverTap on the playlist on YouTube, along with webinars, workshops, and expert panels. So don't miss your opportunity to learn top tips from the best marketers on the planet. And if you want to keep up with me throughout the week or find out more about how you can be a guest or sponsor on Mobile Presence, then you can email me, peggy@mobilegroove.com is also where you will find my portfolio of content marketing and app marketing services, and check out my new website. And speaking of checking out, you can check out this and all earlier episodes of our show by going to wmr.fm, or you can find our shows on Amazon, iTunes, Stitcher, Spreaker, Spotify, and iHeartRadio simply by searching Mobile Presence. So until next time, remember, every minute is mobile, so make every minute count. Keep well, stay safe, and we'll see you soon.
The opinions expressed on this program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of WebmasterRadio.fm's management or sponsors. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without authorized consent of WebmasterRadio.fm is prohibited.
At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.